totally, by the people. No any signs of security or police or military. The city totally closed down in open strike, very heavy strike. Only bakeries for bread and some vegetable and pharmacies are opened. The roads, all the city is closed, even the small road inside by the people putting barricades.
We heard an attack on Mazreb Bridge last night. Can you tell us any more about that?
Yeah, this morning they start moving them away. This morning, it was there since Saturday because they brought a big number. This morning we have seen withdraw from many places. There were 16 tankers at the entrance of Hama, the west entrance.
16 tanks?
This morning, yeah, it was there since 2 days, mm-hmm. 16 tanks. And that west entrance of Hama. This morning they have moved 13 out of them, and they are saying 3 are out of order. They are not able to start it up to move it. And also we are checking. We heard also they are moving from other places to prove that there is no attack to Hama. So they are cooling down again.
Has there been any more gunfire following this attack on the bridge?
No. Slightly. Once yesterday, this bridge, one motorcycle was passing. They call him. He did not stop, so they shoot heavy shots against him. He escaped. That's all. Small incident, very, very small incident of shot fires yesterday. And the city is defended well by the people. Any moment they feel any fear, even by one secret police or one, the whole city jump up to the streets. Just they shout, then people all on the street. In 15 minutes, you can find 200,000 people in the street protecting.
And what about the water and electricity supply?
Electricity day before yesterday was. The active areas, the most active areas, it was shut down, the electricity. Yesterday, from early morning, the whole city was no electricity and no water even. Till around 12:30, 1 o'clock, these volunteers, they start sending messages. If you did not bring back the water and the electricity, so we'll explode the high voltage towers, because Hama, the main high voltage towers connecting Syria from north to south, are passing by Hama.
Who sent that? So within,
yeah, these volunteers and the revolutionaries, they say if you not bring the electricity and the water, both, so we'll shut down Syria electricity.
Do they have control of that electricity station?
Not the electricity station. There's the high voltage lines are passing by Hama. The line which is connecting Turkey with Jordan and Saudi, that is passing by Hama. The line which is coming from Euphrates Dam up to Damascus, also passing by Hama. The line from the generating units at Maharda and near Ar-Rastan, all passing by Hama.
And the activists can shut that off.
Yeah, if they explode one tower. It will shut down the power on half of Syria. So when they heard that warning, immediately within 30 minutes, water and electricity came back to them.
That was yesterday, yeah?
So they're giving the nation new weapon. The people, if you attack, we'll blow up the electricity. If you do so, we'll blow. Crazy. They have to come to the real solution, not playing and wasting time. They are wasting time. They are not gaining time. Yeah, they're playing and promises, lying, and doing nothing real. Yeah, we are giving a solution, can solve the problem in Syria in 24 hours.
What do you mean?
They tear off the constitution of 1973, which is a silly constitution, gives the whole power to one guy, and no power to anybody. Even the prime minister, he is not mentioned in the constitution. What constitution is that?
Can you give us any update on the number of dead and injured? You were talking yesterday about 28 people killed and
It has been confirmed now 28 killed.
But no more.
It has been published by name. Now 28.
All 28 have been named.
Yeah, all been named and published on the website.
Which
website? The internet. Facebook, on the Facebook. SAM Hama.
Sure.
Shabakat Hama, Shabakat Hama, if somebody in Arabic can take it.
And what's the scene like outside your home today?
Yeah, whole the city is like a ghost city. No shops, nobody in the streets. Everybody either on the barricades or at home. Yeah.
Is there any more fighting with the army on the edge of the town?
No. We can't see any army, and no police, nobody in the city.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
No single.